The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I'm always looking at what can we learn? What can I learn? When I'm facing a circumstance, what is God trying to teach me? When America is facing a situation, I hope my question is always, what is God doing? What is God trying to teach us? I think there are some extremely important lessons that we need to take away from the events of this week. One of those right at the top is the danger of pride. I said just a moment ago, I think Donald Trump has been a great president. I think his administration has accomplished some wonderful, wonderful things. Foreign policy, life issues, just the economy. But everybody knows. No one in their right mind can deny that Donald Trump has a problem with pride. And many have excused that by saying, well, that's just the kind of person God needed. Well, that kind of pride, he had to have that kind of pride to stand up against the attacks of the media and so on and so forth. And I think at times we found ourselves defending something that God condemns. That does not take away the good things that Donald Trump has accomplished. I want to make that clear. Great things were accomplished by this administration. But we cannot ignore that he has always struggled with pride. And it should be a lesson to all of us to see where pride ultimately leads. Can I just, for a couple of minutes, read you from Proverbs 16. Folks, we got to respond to things biblically, all right? We got to respond biblically, not with our emotions, not with our feelings, and not politically. Listen to this. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord, though hand join in hand he shall not go unpunished. By mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his works. It's an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather than to be chosen than silver? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. You listening? Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and his lips there is a burning fire. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. A violent man enticeth his neighbor and leadeth him into the way that is not good. He shutteth his eyes to devise froward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. The hoary head is a crown of glory. It is to be found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. That's Proverbs 16. What are you trying to say about Donald Trump? I'm saying there are some very stern warnings in that proverb about where pride will lead. I think Donald Trump has listened to a lot of good counsel, but I think he's rejected some good counsel as well. And I find it sad. And I find no joy in this. I find no happiness in this. I find no glee in this. Nothing but sadness, because as I said, I have been a Trump supporter. And that's why it is so sad for his 4 years as president to end this way. Now, there is an enormous amount of responsibility with the left wing, the mainstream media, the liberal Democrats, who have done everything they possibly could to destroy this man. And they have. Over 90% of all the news reported about Donald Trump for 4 years has been negative. It's been biased. It's been unfair. It has been filled with lies. The liberal left has constantly called Donald Trump a liar, but they have lied and lied and lied about him, what he said, what he did, what he didn't do. So, yes, there is a great deal of responsibility in the liberal left. But Donald Trump bears a great deal of responsibility as well, and it's sad that some of his closest advisors, some of his closest friends, are leaving the administration because they can no longer support him. Betsy DeVos, Secretary of Education, has been one of his strongest supporters. She said last night, I can't do it anymore. Can't support him. Several others of his closest supporters, and I realize that the fanatical supporters of Donald Trump, who have unconditional loyalty, which is dangerous, I keep saying it, we have no unconditional loyalty to anyone but Jesus. Some of the unconditional loyalists to Donald Trump will say, they're all traitors. No, these were some of his closest friends, closest advisors, most ardent admirers, strong supporters. And several of them, not just one or two, several of them have said, we can't do it any longer. And again, I find that incredibly sad. I said it on Wednesday. With great sorrow. his legacy could have been, in spite of the opposition, in spite of the mainstream media, in spite of the liberal left, his legacy could have been one of the greatest presidents in American history. It could have been. But I fear the way he has handled the situation about the election, the protests, and so forth, has possibly damaged that beyond repair. I am hoping history treats him well. I'm afraid it will not. And that should make all of us sad. A lot to learn, folks, for all of us. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. It is an open phone Friday, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Let's go back to the phones, and we've got Bill in Marion up next. Bill, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Yes, I'm going to say some stuff that maybe people haven't heard, and most of my information comes from the Victory Channel, comes out of Texas, and they had several reporters, cameramen in Washington, and here's some of what they're saying, that this thing was all orchestrated. They talked to a policeman that was told to go home at 10 o'clock. They've got some kind of a post from NPR that said there was going to be these riots and stuff, and it was dated at, or the time was 9:33 a.m. They have pictures of police that took these barriers down and let all of these rioters come through. One guy told him that he was watching buses come in with Antifa and Black Lives Matter people on, and they've just got a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know their website, but
Bill,
people can check it out.
Well, here's the problem. Almost all of the information would disagree with that. There has been no reports of Antifa buses. I've read that, but I've seen no proof, no evidence whatsoever. If the police just allowed the people in, then why was a police officer actually killed trying to resist against the police? And we now know the names because of pictures. We actually know the names of many of the people who breached the Capitol that were on the floor of the House of Representatives and Nancy Pelosi's office. And all of them were Trump supporters. So were there Antifa there? Were there infiltrators? Probably. I only know of one that has actually been identified. There is an Antifa supporter from Prevost, Utah, that has been identified as being in the Capitol building. And he said he was there to document it for his podcast or whatever. But all of the other people that have been identified, Bill, have been Trump supporters.
Well,
but they were extremist Trump supporters.
Well, not all the police would have went home, but this one, he told the guy that he was told to go home at 10 o'clock.
Well,
and
but
they have the pictures of the police opening up the barriers, and there's a guy standing there waving the people in.
There is that, and that needs to be investigated. But the Capitol complex is huge. It's enormous. And most of the video and the pictures show the protesters battling the police. The police were horribly unprepared. Was that some part of grand conspiracy? I don't know. It's got to be investigated. But they were horribly unprepared for this. But I am not ready to accept that it was some kind of grand conspiracy. No. And here's the last thing I want to share before the top of the hour, and I need to do it quickly. I spent a whole segment talking about pride and how destructive it is. Here's something else we need to learn. I have said this now for 30 years. The devil lives in the extremes. Stay away from the extremists. And I realize that simply because I'm a follower of Jesus Christ that people are going to call me an extremist or a radical. But listen to me, folks. There are extremists on the left. They are called Antifa. Black Lives Matter. They're dangerous. They're wicked. They're evil. They are extremists. They're extremists on the right. Did you hear me? There are extremists on the right. They are radical. They are extremists. They are evil. They are dangerous. And just like we should call out and condemn the radicals on the left, we should also call out and condemn the radicals on the right. One of the great mistakes that Donald Trump has made, he appealed to those extremists. He felt he needed them for his support, and they heaped praise on him, and he loved it. But that was one of his downfalls. He never distanced himself from the nutty, kooky right-wing extremists that are a part, I think a small part. If you look, listen, here's another lesson from Wednesday. The overwhelming majority of people who were there in Washington, D.C. supporting Donald Trump were peace-loving, common-sense-minding people who felt that the election was unfair and so forth, and they protested, they had a demonstration, and they went home. There was a small percentage who wanted mischief. Radicals, extremists, Trump supporters, folks, stop making excuses. But here's the sad reality. That small percentage of radical extremists made everybody else look bad. And that small percentage of extremists will probably succeed in destroying the legacy of the man they supported. Stay away from the extremes. Stay away from the extremes. The left and the right. The devil lives in the extremes.